Danger's been well tried, 12s into five. I thought her last couple of runs she ran second, and maybe next week here two starts to go at her first crack at the top grade, and her racing runs have been really good. I think $12 was overs this morning. Punters have jumped into it. We're about to find out. Race 10, ready. And racing, and in the middle, Teresa's Angel out running, landed in front of Lucy Valentine. The leader stays wide. Then KC Tracy, near impossible. Back in the field, Andrew Ruby, creeping choice. KC Tracy in reverse. Teresa's Angel turns in front. Lady Vasing had the inside, come off its heels. Teresa's Angel kicked away from Lucy Valentine. And Teresa's Angel too quick for Lucy Valentine. Third, near impossible, followed by Andrew Ruby, KC Tracy, creeping choice, the tail ender. And the time is a very quick run, too, for her, around 18 seconds even. Well, she had really good form recently coming into this, and that run behind maybe next week two starts ago indicated that, and even a run here on Wednesday only beaten four lengths behind My Friend Beck, and maybe next week, and going up $12 this morning obviously was way overs, and the punters saw that, and in the $5 by start time, and she scores by Aussie Infrared at a Magic Lantern. Ben Jezuski, the owner trainer for Lucy Valentine. Caitlin Brewer second, number 8 Near Impossible, Kerry Drynan third, and number 1 fourth, 5, 4, 8 and 1. Margins 2.5 by 1.25. 18.08 the time recorded. 7.48 early, 10.60 home after the running of the 10th. All right, there's the all clear on the previous all clear, 5, 4, 8 and 1. So Teresa's Angel gets her 6th win here and continues her recent good form at the track. All right, so Lucy Valentine did all the chasing. She had the inside running, Teresa's Angel. She just wanted to use a little bit of the track all the way, Teresa's Angel, so that 18.08 could have easily been a lot quicker. And in fact, that is a PB tonight for Teresa's Angel.